So there you go.
Okay, with that meeting adjourned, we're going to open this meeting at, looks like it's 6:28 PM. The regular select board meeting. Additions and deletions to the agenda, we don't have any. Citizens input, we have any? No citizens input tonight. We've got some beach update stuff. Looks like Wellhouse is first thing on the list, and I see some pictures.
Yep.
Like we got a little, got some issues with some boards and some rock.
Probably better just take it down and start over with. By the time you have the labor of just stripping stuff apart, better off just take it down and start over. I don't know about you, what you think.
It ain't very big, right?
It ain't much. I haven't been up there, but the picture's in there. It looks in there, and if remember when we were up there, it was looking
rough. It's getting a little rough, so it'd be better. Probably be cheaper to just put up.
Take a look and see what's connected to it, and then find out what it'd be to tear it down and build something new back.
Yeah. The only thing that's in there salvageable, really, is the cement slab that's in there.
Yeah, just where these pipes, the pipes and conduits and stuff.
Now, with that being said, the people that come in for the water said that in the next year or two, we're going to have to replace those big blue tanks. So my suggestion was, I can show you just about every board that I have handy right there that John and I can change out to keep it going for another year or two.
Oh.
And slap some paint on it until
you've got to change it.
But he should be able to change them tanks out with the door. Just by going through the door, all it is the expo tanks that
he said that these would be larger, so it could be a different situation, because we were talking about
you're going to want the access for those tanks. Getting in there so that you can get your tank. Case one goes to hell, you don't want to tear the building down after you.
Exactly.
What we'll do is we'll figure out how big a door we need for any, even a bigger tank. But I tend to agree, instead of limping it along, probably I'll just take care of it.
Okay, so don't worry about doing any repairs to it.
I wouldn't, unless it's falling over.
No.
As long as it's not falling over, I'm...
Have
somebody...
Because all your fascia boards are rotted. So that you're tied into your steel at the top in order to take your fascia board off.
All that drip
maybe
edge
we can
off.
Jason, again, I think you did a nice job on the boat thing. Maybe,
maybe
it's something... Is this something that needs to be done this year?
No. No. We wanted to show you what is...
Well, I'm just saying, this may be something Jason could get to after
maybe
we
call
October, and then toward the end of it, he can come, and then there's nobody in another area. I'm just saying, then there won't be people in and out right there.
Exactly.
Or next spring, early, before we open.
Yeah.
If we don't get to it this year, there is one 2x4 that runs down on the roof itself that has to be changed out. We can literally put our finger right through it. Okay. So if we don't do it this year... We have the boards there, so I mean, honestly, you know, it's not going to cost us anything to change anything.
Yeah.
And we did change the facial boards on the actual building itself, the office building. You'll see, John and I replaced all the rotted ones there and repainted it all.
Nice.
So, that's why I suggested if you want to hold off in the building, we can.
Yeah. Well, if they're exposed, just going to take a 2x4, and if it's something you want to stick in there, you think it's going to get through, it's going to collapse over the winter. I got no problem with that. I mean,
no.
We can get it and look at it, and then we'll try to figure out if we got to put one bigger door in or a smaller door or something so they can open them up and get the tanks out. We'll look into that there to get something that's going to be equivalent to what they got and get it. Before we open next spring, that's
we'll get Jason or somebody to come down and throw a bit at it.
Yep.
See what it looks like. And then it says something about a possible grant.
That's me.
That's you.
So, yes. Okay. So,
do they have anything else?
Oh, do you have any more beachy stuff? Everything's going
we're good.
Pretty reasonable.
You can hang out. I just
didn't... Nice and warm up there.
You don't have to leave
you.
Yeah.
They said the lake is... 79 degrees. Your brother-in-law
said.
It's
gorgeous.
Is it?
My brother-in-law?
Yeah. Women.
Look like the tanners that tents.
He's been staying at camp. Weekend. He said the water's beautiful up there. He's spending a lot of time in there.
We've been really cool. And I got to tell Melissa.
79.
Everybody's that's willing to share space.
Yeah.
You know, we're having no issues.
Any issues with the fence or anything or anybody with any of that? Yes. Are they all
not
happy with that?
That's worked out well.
And good. Lots are nice and big for them, so good. So that worked out well. Perfect.
And we've opened it up to day use if there's no one in there tenting. Yeah. And it's amazing listening to people get along together. And
yeah.
It's just been a good year.
Good. No rain. That's it. Weather's been so nice.
Yeah. Possible grant.
So we were talking. Melissa noticed that some of, like, one of the slides would need to be repaired. And what do you
think? Well, we know the slide has had to be fixed. And one of the sand things somebody said is cracked or broken. So I asked Molly to see if she could find any kind of grants that might be available for playground equipment.
And I did find one that it's from the state of Vermont. It's Building Communities Grant Program, Recreational Facilities Grant. We can get up to $20,000.
Yep. We have to match it, though.
But
I think
we have
it's
to
like
match
100%.
It. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
but it's 100% match. Yeah.
What's the match?
100%.
You have to match 100%.
So we borrowed two.
No, 50. It's a 50%
right.
Match.
Yeah.
If we spend $100,
yeah,
they pay 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you spend $10,000, you got to come up with 5.
No, you got to come up with 10.
No, if we spend 10 up there
total,
they pay half. We pay half.
Yes.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So, but I need your guys' permission before I submit an application.
Well, it isn't going to hurt us.
It ain't going to hurt us to apply. The worst thing that happens is it's denied, or
we
the other thing
it.
Is we
right.
go, oh, you know what, forget
right.
it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to, with your application, you're probably going to have to have a estimated cost of what you're going to do up there.
Which I have already started. And then the only other thing is I will need to get letters of recommendation or 3 letters of support of reason why we should do this. So
let me take pictures of the crack, because one of them's cracked.
Mm-hmm.
And are they both of them cracked so that the kids playing on them and they're cracking down, so we either got to remove them or do something with them. So
with that being said, would one of you board members be willing to write a letter
All you need to do is write a letter of support.
Okay, so I will write a letter of support. You guys can sign it. It may get too easy.
She started looking at equipment. One of the things that I thought was, we only have the slide, really. There's nothing for smaller children. They make some smaller ones that have multiple size slides and different things. And then I was also thinking maybe like an ADA swing or something for people who might be handicapped or...
Yeah, sure. I mean, look at some of the stuff that makes sense to you guys.
Right.
Because
there's a lot of options out of there.
There's a lot of options.
There is. The only thing we probably should do is take a look at some point of the space, because you might need to kind of square out what's existing for the slide area to be able to fit
one of these
little bigger structures.
Water slide right out into the lake.
I
bet you would have that thing when you visit.
I'd totally be okay with that.
Okay.
If you guys are willing to give up a little more space to be able to accommodate a bigger...
I think once you get some measurements...
You have the youth area, so you should be able to find some area for it.
I kind of measured it on the online mapping thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think, like I said, if you just squared off that area...
But once we get the measurements, we can do like we did the fence. We can go up there some night and lay it out.
Right, yeah.
Take your spray and just spray it because the grass is mowing, and then you can see, you get your visual on what it's going to be and where it wants to go.
Maybe actually just put another piece of fencing in to designate the use area.
Yeah.
For that way, for the playground and stuff.
Yeah, so figure out the equipment that we're looking at, and then figure out if we're going to get the grant, apply for the grant. Then we can figure out the sizes and that stuff as we go. You know,
you're gonna.
I think
with
it
your
all makes sense.
You're gonna have to figure
installation.
The installation.
Yeah.
Because all the underneath all that stuff, you're gonna have to have your bark mulch.
Yeah.
And is that something we would want to hire somebody to take down the existing too, right?
Yeah.
Probably. But all that would have to be under the. So what will end up happening is the grant will probably pay for most of the hardware, materials, and stuff,
we'll,
and then we'll end up eating
pulling
up
the other part,
stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll get all those prices before
it's going to be hard, like, with the timing of it.
Yes.
Or you're going to go with that for a little while.
You got to do it October, or you got to do it first thing in the spring.
Right.
But it's not a huge job either, right?
It's not, but if the spot was ready, but if they got to take something down first, that could...
The thing is, when you do your swings and stuff, those are all going to be countersunk in the ground, so you got to basically install all your equipment first,
and then
prep your area around it.
Do the rest of it.
Because if you don't, you know, I mean, you go through and you prep everything, and then you're going to dig it all back up.
Yeah.
You know, you basically get your equipment stalled, and then go through and dig out where you want your bark mulch and stuff like that. Where they go up onto the swing, all you got to do is put your grass. That would still stay grass.
But concrete,
just where they slide. Just where they slide off,
like we used to,
is where you're going to have the bark mulch and stuff.
Well, I do know, like, the ADA swing, that can be just installed on one of our old swings. That's,
right, yeah, we did
that.
About
we just
that.
Take down.
Take one of my chains off.
And put the ADA.
I wanted to ask, was there an infant swing that you guys already have up there?
We have got two of the infant swings. But,
right.
Again, there's one that's really nice that you put the child in and then the parent goes on the other side that we could replace. And Newport City Rec and I had talked and they had gotten a grant for that stuff.
Probably
through
same.
Through the Early Head Start programs.
Oh.
To put that in at their park.
Watch out for the strings,
Newport.
That's
so,
all.
I mean, that's something that we can look into further in this area.
Yeah.
Watch out for the strings.
It probably isn't much for
we're gonna try
power down that way or anything.
Oh,
you'd be told.
Not
yeah,
that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Well, they'd have told me, I'm just saying, I just
yeah.
wonder if you knew if there was any.
Not that I'm aware
there's
of.
There's no lights or anything.
You only get that pile where the light is at the pole.
Yeah,
on the corner,
all, yeah.
That goes back to the main office.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no other
yeah.
wires out.
I'm just saying
that.
Anyway. They tone it anyway, but I'm just saying, I wonder if there's anything down there.
Yeah.
They'll tone it if you pay for it.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're making a plan. And
Dig Safe won't mark it down.
I just want their permission to move forward.
I think it's probably sounds pretty unanimous. They should keep going on that. Looking at it. At least research it out, you know, and so we can understand what it looks like.
Yeah, and if we get it or whatever, some measurements, we can go look at it.
That's a possible grant. Other beach?
I did have one question. Did you guys still want to do the free residence pass in the catch boats?
Yes. I believe that's right. That's how we always do it.
I don't know if we're supposed to ask every year or not. That's why
I don't know.
As far as I'm concerned, that's why we kind of set it the way we are is the residents.
The only bright
they
spot.
Pay the taxes in their taxes. That's one of the benefits of the taxes here.
It's only a
and they're usually
bright spot.
Out letter,
right?
Yeah. My other question is the wording on it says residents. Do they need to be a resident or they just need to be a taxpayer? An old
resident.
Here? So you don't want the out of towners to have it?
Resident.
Okay, just clarifying.
I know what you mean. Gotta be careful. So it's like if somebody's paying taxes on a second home over on Cooper Hill or someplace.
Right.
Do they get a free pass to the beach? For the
question
summer?
For you. If somebody owns an Airbnb, they're paying taxes, but do the people who are there doing the Airbnb
no,
get it for free?
They're
not paying anything.
I would say
right.
No.
They would have to pay.
They would have to pay because they don't have
not
a
residence.
But if you've got a house in this town and you're paying full year's annual taxes every year, whether you live in it or not.
Yeah. But they get that pass and they take it over. Okay, when you go to the beach, take this with you.
No. So you kind of.
Oh, I got a resident pass. You don't know.
Yeah.
No.
You know.
No.
That's yeah.
True. Their car could have Massachusetts plates on if they got that
pass. That happens with any pass. That's a problem. Well, my
that's
mom.
Probably
my mom
a pretty small
today.
Percentage. But,
yeah.
You know.
We've had that.
But I can honestly say. We see the residence passes gone up quite a bit. People coming in to get their passes. Even now, people that have not been there in years are starting to
showing their tax bill or
older.
Whatever.
Yep. Showing their licenses.
Because they can always pick one up.
Bringing in that little piece of
all
paper
they
that
do
they
is
have.
Bring in the tax bill and say, "Hey, I got this tax bill. I lost my and this is my name.
Yeah, I usually
just
tell them to bring something.
This is who I am. I mean."
We had an older couple come in this weekend that hadn't been there in 18 years. To get their season's pass.
Nice.
So, I mean, it is.
It's starting to pick back up
for residents.
They should have gotten it in their tax bill, shouldn't they?
Yeah, but those things get.
They lose them.
Thrown away.
Most people misplace their tax bills.
Yeah. I don't misplace mine.
Accidentally or on purpose?
Cool. So, yeah, you're going to put those in the tax bill.
Okay.
Just like normal.
Just wanted to verify.
All right.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm in favor of that. But,
yeah.
You didn't give me an answer on
you
that.
You are or
you're
not?
Piece.
I didn't hear you.
Huh? I said I am in favor of that.
Yeah.
So just residents?
taxpayer. If you're getting a tax bill, you're going to get a pass.
And right.
We'll have to navigate the Airbnb crap.
I don't think it's a ton of people.
I don't think it's a huge thing.
A lot of them live on the lake. They don't need to be fresh.
And if they're paying for the Airbnb indirectly, they're paying the taxes on the building, I suppose. More than the taxes on
the building. Is that going to apply right here for them, too?
What's that say? I can't read that.
You will with a few.
Oh, that. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're
saying. All right, thank you.
Thanks. Have a good evening.
Well, geez, I'm going to not say that. I'm not saying that. Not
earlier. Animal control.
Yeah, is there any animal control?
Wait.
There was a, was it a dog bite?
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, if they hadn't given me a report yet.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't even a dog in town, though. That was a... The child at the school got bit by a worker dog that's an out-of-town dog.
Oh, out-of-town dog?
Yes.
Somebody's at the school with their dog. They weren't from Eden. And it bit a child.
Bit some kid. And the dog is registered in some other town.
Going through some of the, one of these summer programs.
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, we got summer school.
Don't get me started. Health officer update, so probably nothing there either then.
If the other than if there was a dog bite issue.
Dog bite, yeah.
If they went to the hospital.
I guess that was probably more of a health officer in this case because the dog's not even.
So we're waiting on Faye to
give
us some information on that. So because we were blessed with an extra week, you're blessed with an extra pile of orders to sign. Yeah, there's some for you.
Big one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Take the small one first.
How's our appraiser coming? Good?
Yeah, he hasn't started the actual reappraisal yet. He's been looking for somebody to help him.
What do they have to do?
Follow him around.
Probably take notes.
Does he pay you?
Huh?
He pay you?
Yeah, he pays. Well, I know somebody. Some guy's coming in on Monday. I don't know if he'll end up taking him or not, or Tuesday.
How long does he need help for?
If he can get started soon, initially he had said August to November-ish.
For you, what
two,
was
three
a job?
Days a week.
I don't know, I'm looking for an easier job than one I got. But yeah.
Why, you have somebody in mind?
Yeah, just checking it. I said it's easier. He asked if it's an easier job than one I got. Maybe I might be
right.
I'm sure it's way easier than the job you got.
A lot of jobs easier than the job I got. So each one of these is for 1 week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's two from each time together, generally.
No, I know.
Two of them could be the same week.
I think he's talking about payroll.
You have a 1,000 gallon diesel tank up here, Rick, or 500?
Town of Eden payroll.
Payroll is once a week, yes.
1 week.
The culvert was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, to do the three culvert crossings.
Yeah, that's what you said.
We got a grant for $9,500.
Yeah, pretty low.
And culvert for almost 11.
Yeah. I see that. I'm just saying it there. But yeah. So anyway, it's pretty. That,
but it paid for the culvert.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying, you said that they'd gone up terribly. Yeah. So one of those was a 5-footer, right?
No. They were just 30-inch culverts.
Oh.
30-inch culvert is 70. We're paying $78.92
a foot.
Is that Galby? Over
plastic.
Yeah. Plastic. So we got two of them culvert crossings down there are $7,800, and then the other one is $48 a foot or something like that for a 24-inch.
One of those we put in were five, right?
Huh?
One of those we put in was a 5-footer.
The 5-footer is the one up there. I haven't bought that yet.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. One of them.
That one culvert, I think, is going to be almost.
I couldn't imagine. That's because I thought you said one of them was a 5, but.
Yeah. Yeah, that one up there.
I just bought.
I've been trying to get. See if I can get somebody to pour. Them.
Oh, the headers.
Head walls up there.
Yeah.
They wanted $22,000 for the concrete head walls.
Yeah.
Who'd you get hold of?
I've been trying to catch up with Phil. He was working on the job on him, but now he's gone on the off, and I can't seem to catch up with him. 3:30 comes, it's hard to...
Okay, things to do.
Yeah.
It's been hot.
Huh?
It has been hot.
Yeah, it has been hot.
Thirsty weather.
So, Melissa, you've been having a discussion with Universe?
I have not had a discussion. I have Molly sent an email. Was that yesterday?
For what?
Universe. I dug out the contract because I was pretty positive that it was a fixed price in 10 years. So, I got the contract out. It does. Yeah, well, the contract is, you know how hard that was to understand. But I have the emails from Eric saying that it was a fixed price for 36 months.
Okay.
So we're still waiting on them. I think she skipped that bill for this one, the one that went up.
I have the $60 bill over here.
Cigna, I think is how they pronounce it. Stop the shop.
It's probably that one I gave you, Cintas or something.
Cintas, maybe it's Cintas. Cintas.
Yes, I just reached out to them today.
I had all the literature down at the shop.
Okay.
We do.
They stopped last Tuesday and talked to them.
Our contract does say a 90-day notice, but given the circumstances of the raised prices, I would hope that they would let us out without the 90-day notice or honor their prices that they said they would. For the next 90 days?
Yeah.
So.
Because right now, they'll set us up, no charge, free setup fee.
Nice.
And I don't know what their week.
So you already talked to them?
No, I didn't. Ryan did a little bit, and then... Universe showed up when they were talking, so the guy laughed. He said he'd be back.
So, yeah, she reached out to them and Foley's.
I did tell them that you know they adjusted one of our bills. I said, if you don't pick our uniforms up and we don't get the service, I'm not paying you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm gonna stick by that. So if you... don't drop any uniforms off, and we don't have them for that week, you're not getting paid.
Mm-hmm. Well, you shouldn't, unless you're choosing not to send your uniforms.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
No, one week they stopped, they picked up Ryan's uniforms and left dirty uniforms and left mine right there and never came back and picked them up. They knocked off,
$13?
Yeah. Should be half of it.
It should be half of it, exactly. But it's half of the uniform because you're... service charge and all that other stuff is still part of,
right.
You know, we still had to come here, but we didn't pick up the uniform.
Right, you didn't complete the job.
They took off about
$13. Yeah, well, that's about what their price is.
The other thing you're going to watch out for those guys is, so let's say you've got a bunch of uniform clothes. You don't want them anymore, but you can't find them all to give them back home.
Oh, they'll charge you.
Those things are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is,
I had to buy out a couple of contracts down at Darn Tough.
Yeah.
They had all the uniforms. All the guys took the uniforms home and brought them back before I started it. And I'm like, why am I paying this big bill every week? You know, every little while I get this big bill for uniforms. No, these guys got a uniform.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on here? So I started digging into it. We were paying $500-$600 a week. And the guy wasn't even showing up anymore. And we were still paying it. So I went to the company and talked to them, whatever, to buy the contract out without giving those uniforms back. Was for every person that had like 7 pants, 7 shirts, whatever,
yeah.
It was near $1,000. They aren't fooling around when they say
that. But the thing is, a lot of them, it's not like we're finding out down here. I send 4 and 4. We work in 4 days. I send 4 and 4 every week.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, you might get 3 pairs of pants and 2 shirts back. The following week, you might get 5 pairs of pants back, you know. They don't always bring back the stuff.
Nor do they always bring back your uniforms.
No.
And they never adjusted last year. They were supposed to adjust Ryan's from 13 to 11, and they didn't, so I had to put that in the email, too.
Yeah, they're supposed to be 11 and 11. They got him down for 13.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 13 shirts, 11 pants.
Now?
Yeah.
There was 13 and 13 for a while.
So I think if it's okay with you, we definitely should look into, regardless of whether they honor the price for the 3 years. We obviously haven't had great luck with them.
I can reach out to the guy, see what he what it would cost to set us up.
Did he leave you a business card or anything?
I think he left everything down there. I didn't look at it.
Right.
I was going to Boston that day.
She just had to send an email like through. You had to go to their website to send a generic one. But if you have contact information, we can hold it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he stopped right next door. He goes to...
That's why I told her. I had written it down. I'm like, I saw this truck like a week or two ago pull out of Kilburn.
Yeah.
Which is, it's the same company that I have a friend that does mechanic work, and they use them, and he says that they're really good.
They go on cycles.
It's just like,
at least I think they do. Yep. The interstate does good for a while, and then they...
It's just like...
Jared, is what is he, a lifeguard?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Jocelyn is all gone, and Jared is, this is his only summer. He won't be joining us next year.
So we're back to looking for lifeguard again.
Yes.
How about you? Lifeguard?
So,
get in the water.
I think so.
Yeah. Just carry a sinker.
Yeah, okay.
We like to put the word out there, so are you guys still willing to pay for training if they're going
to
commit?
They
got
to commit
summer?
To the summer, yeah. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
You're going to pay I
wouldn't want to get somebody all trained and then
ship
them.
The other thing I think is should require a weekend.
Yeah.
Because
at least one
they,
day.
They gotta be, they're going to have to be lake certified, not pool certified.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest
thing.
Well, we want to get it out there now because what we're struggling with is by looking in the spring, you're missing the training times because it's so early.
Yeah.
Where do they train them?
Depends where you find. Like, there, Butch had a contact for Smugs. They had something.
I found one at YMCA.
YMCA in Burlington. The swim lady that does the swim programs does some. I think maybe in Newport or something.
There's one at the swimming hole in Stowe that
they
I found
and
as well.
Show you how to make life preservers out of your clothes.
They do, yeah.
I remember that from when Melissa did it.
You blow up your pants.
You take your pants and tie them in.
That's if you fall out of a boat or something.
Yeah.
But if you're a lifeguard on a beach, you probably ought to have a couple floaties, you know?
Yeah, you do, but it shows, they show you
yeah, they
all
show
the
you
techniques on how you can
use survival methods in the water.
It's
just like you,
take the
she had to swim
up
with a brick.
Tie it up tight so it holds you up into there. And
yeah,
was
it probably the worst.
Was it a 50-pound cinder block that she had to
swim? Better than drowning.
Yeah, she had to go out, take a 50 block, well, a cinder block,
yeah,
go down and get the cinder block and get it out of the water.
Cinder block ain't trying to drown you either. It's a lot easier. So, did you read over the minutes?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I did too.
I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything horrible. I thought it all looked okay. You?
I was fine with it.
Well, I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of select board meeting of July 22nd as written.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nobody's opposed. That's good. Highway Department update. First thing on the list is camp road survey markers.
They have come in.
You're going to go grab one and hit us with it.
Is that, well, she got it right beside the cutter.
Oh.
So,
I thought they were square.
I thought they were different,
too. I thought
too.
They were wider now,
I thought,
too.
They, were,
I thought they were like 3 inches wide.
Jesus,
yeah,
that's why I said,
like
driving the picture made it look this big. That's why I'm trying to figure out. I said, okay, well, I guess I
we're
have to get a abrasive blade and everything to cut these things off.
To cut them, it's a
quick pack saw, yeah.
Diamond plate blade because they're fiberglass. And then taping it with painter's tape. Is what
yeah,
the company
it, tape it first and
yes.
cut through it so it don't splinter. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then drive the end that you cut.
And then this
in the ground.
Yes.
And then this is the driver.
You probably can get that paint that makes like a sealer on it. Cut them, stick them in that.
Just dip them in it.
Yeah.
dip them in a that tool stuff you put on your tools.
Yeah,
rubber. This is your driver.
There you go. You can hit that with a hammer.
What's he do? Slide up inside that thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm in the wrong business.
Oh, so I don't. Well, that's good. So don't splinter it out.
Quite heavy. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, they probably.
Not there. All you do is just don't even hit it with a hammer. Just.
Yeah, it's quite heavy.
Nice.
That is the hammer.
So all we got to do is get a hold of, what's his name?
Matt said he needs 2 weeks notice so that he can schedule a cop.
Two.
I told him that.
Had two.
Two cops, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't go up there with one police officer. They had two.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need two. They're going to drive one of them right at the corner.
Well, they should. They probably got a police officer to help them drive them.
There you go.
So paying them by the hour, just while I'm doing something.
We can't really schedule much of anything or send out letters until we know when those are going to be cut.
Yeah, so.
Oh, are we going to cut those? Or I thought.
Matt's not going to cut them, I don't think.
What's his name was going to cut
I got a diamond blade on my cutoff saw. I stack them all in one pile and just.
Yeah, turn it off. Down here?
Huh?
At work?
No, I got one.
Yeah.
It's a cut smet blade.
Yeah.
It's got diamond.
Yeah.
Diamond teeth.
Yeah.
But, the only thing is, it's going to be turning fast when you start cutting with it. Because, like with old, if you just put them on and try to turn it, it will splinter.
It'll fall apart, yeah.
So we
put them in the jig like you are when you're cutting slab wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these guys said they
get them taped up
wrap
at
the tape around the center so they don't splinter.
Thing just like that or something?
Yeah, if you.
Two inch masking tape.
Okay.
Okay. Duct tape work.
Duct tape would work too, because you're gonna leave it right on there and drive it right in the ground, anyways.
Oh, true.
I would.
Yeah.
So, do you want us to wait until they're cut to schedule it, or do you want to come up with a date that you
think
they can be cut?
I think we can probably figure out that between you guys taping and you cutting, we can have them cut.
You get them taped, let me know, and I'll just.
Before
I don't even have to leave here with them, I can go right out on the lawn and cut it.
We probably should have the guy. Get started on his 2 week scheduling because I think we can get them cut within 2 weeks probably.
Do yours have a clamp on it so you can clamp them right in it? Your cutoff wheel?
I've got one in it's a shop that I can.
Well, no, I was wondering.
I've got a.
Because I'm just saying, I usually when I put, because mine's about that high.
Yeah.
I don't have a diamond blade, but I'm just saying about like that. So if I'm putting a piece of steel in there, I can tighten it up so it don't.
Yeah.
So it's all, when it goes, it's not turning
the top
up and down. Yours just a single blade to cut them.
I got a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, a regular chainsaw?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But. You've got a chop saw?
I do have one, but I don't have a knife. I don't. Mine's for metal, yeah, but it's not.
I've got, well, just, that, I think that blade that I had for my same arbor.
Yeah, go right.
Well, same arbor. You tell me when you're coming up in here, I'll come up and give you a hand if you got a cutoff, and I'll hold them. We'll just hold them. We'll figure out. I got some duckbill vice grips. Can we just clamp them together like that, and then you cut right straight down through them?
Probably could. Yeah. As long as we got a place to set them on.
A stack of them, right, and clamp them.
Well, just let me know something.
How many you got?
20.
20 to cut. It
ain't
like
so if we do
cut
five of them at a time,
or
whatever.
Like I do have a chop saw.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I did.
But if your thing works, let me know. I'll come up and I got my duckbill vice grips. I can bring them, or I got C clamps.
If your diamond blade fits in that chop saw,
that'd
be the way to do it. Bang.
Well, even if it got four of them a time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were going to be out there a half hour cutting them.
You should be able to lay two or three wide, and when you bring that down across it, it'll cut all three of them at the same time.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you got a plan. I'm just saying.
So let me know if you want me to come up. If you want to do it right here, we'll just come out, just go in there and cut them right
off.
Give us the date. That way there, we don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Give us a date.
You get them taped up, and we'll get them cut, and then they'll be...
Have that guy give us a date, and we'll make sure your sticks are ready for you.
Okay.
Right, because he's going to be the hold up.
Just give me some nice, because it's still late enough in there, so you can go mess up, or we can back up here and cut them if you want. We'll I'll give you a hand if you want.
Yeah.
Cut them.
And probably take them right to the garage, and then we get the power and everything right there.
Yeah, whatever, wherever. Just let me know and I'll get in.
Yeah, because there's not much out here for outlets or anything because I tried to find the water hose thing.
There's one outside one somewhere, aren't they?
I don't know if there is an outside.
They may have taken it out, you know.
Yeah, well,
there's no outside water, which I thought was strange.
Yeah, there's also no spigot outside.
That sounds like something.
Call that. You can add that to your, when you're doing your new building.
Sounds
put
like
it on the end where you got your kennel. Yeah. That way, when you wanted to water your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they make them now so that, like, so you can have it in here with a wrench, so it's not, somebody won't give it or won't turn it on, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you just turn the square wrench onto it and hang it in here or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, because people do tend to leave it on.
It'd just be nice to have, because, like, the outside of the building could use a pressure washing and no water.
Yeah. So we've got one permit, Kilburn Transport. You've got 10, it looks like 10 trucks.
I'll make a motion to approve the town specs.
9 trucks.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's only one, so I won't use my stamp.
Oh.
That's all right. I did it. Too late.
Sorry. I'm so excited to get that. Now we don't
know. I know.
Well, we do. That's whatever that time of year is. When you've got stacks of them like that, I'll use it for sure. Today's the 12th, right?
Yes.
Yes.
August.
Yes.
There's another signed thing. So that's that. Permits. Is there any other highway? We talked about some culverts. We talked about a few things.
We're working on the municipal road grant.
MRGP
grant. We're down here on Blakeville. We got 3 of them that we're going to change. We got the culverts and the stone and everything at the shop.
Yeah.
Is that the ones you just got? The 338?
Yeah. That's for that grant over there. And then we're going to get that one done. We got 2 grants that are going to be done by the 30th. Yeah. So I want to get them done first.
September 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got 6 weeks.
I don't know if we want to replace. We got 2 up on North Road we could replace, and then we could reclaim that hill from Elvin Jones's up to the top of the hill and put our base down for this year.
Yeah, to get ready for.
And then that way that takes care of the rough part of the road.
And then go to Griggs's and do that culvert this year too?
Yeah. Well, that one there will have to be done by the end of the 30th also.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then you go to Griggs Road.
I'll probably go to Griggs Road from this one and go up there and get that one done.
Yeah, okay. That's a bigger one up there. Yeah.
I got to see if I can either line the cement guy up or get the headers done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sounds like you got 6 busy weeks. 6,
we're,
7.
We're plenty busy. We got plenty to do. Vic's still hauling sand for us, so he's about 1,478 yards, I think he is, or 70. 1,470, I think.
Where do we want to be at? Where do you want to be at?
Around 5,500.
Yeah,
so you've got a couple more weeks.
He's got a few weeks.
Well, that's hauling you don't have to do, so you can do this other stuff.
He's 83 years old, and it gives him something to do, and back and forth, and I don't know, did they sand price go up on that, or the same as last year? I don't know, it will probably didn't go up if they didn't send you a letter increasing it. I don't know if the price
goes up. Is that coming out down here at Harvey's?
No.
$10 a yard.
Oh, no, that's coming.
What?
$10 a yard.
So he went up quite a bit on their sand. We were $9.45 last year.
Yeah, so they went up 65 cents.
Yeah. Well, that makes quite a bit of difference. When you start talking
yard,
it's a point. Isn't that 6.5? That'd be, is it 6.5% or 0.65%? I don't know. I can't do it. My head is too late in the day.
It is what it is.
$1 on $10 would be 10%, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 65 cents on $10 is 6.5.
I stopped up here to try to get some price listing from Menage, and they won't give me any price listing right now.
Nope.
But I got a thing in the think pack here. They get a special on plant mix, right?
I think so, yeah.
At a Wolf.
Yep. Anyways. All right.
And got Bill Allen's doing the mowing. So we started last Friday. Maybe it was Thursday he started.
Yeah. He's making good progress because he's done all that, all this down here.
He's doing all the background, right?
Yeah.
Everything.
Going to do all our class 2 and 3 first.
Yeah.
Which he did North Road. And he's got, I think he did your road today. Oberhill's done. He's working it, went down, and he's starting his way back.
Yeah.
White Rail.
I think he's done.
Yeah.
And he mowed that this morning. So. But I looked up the stuff, and it's right around 90 hours.
What it takes, yeah.
Well, you can do it last year, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, we haven't done it 2 years.
Is that 2 years? Yeah.
Now it gets so high.
No.
No, he's just.
Oh, that's right. He's the one only doing the.
Yeah.
So you do two rows or one?
Two.
Two rows.
Yeah. Where he can.
Yeah. I'm just saying, so he doesn't pass in.
Yeah, and I see he did a good job of skipping over the knotweed.
Yeah, that's what I asked him not to mow the knotweed. See, we pushed that all over with a loader, so.
That seems to kill it. Or slow it down a little.
Slows it down. It's starting to come back. Another growth is coming back in. But I think if we can do it before it seeds, maybe it won't spread too much.
Right. Spreading so much.
Yeah. So it does. Just by breaking it over, it kind of killed that layer.
It did. Yeah.
They all turned brown.
They all turned brown.
Because even down by Rick's here, when he went in,
I think
it right went there and he pushed that all over by the guardrail.
Yeah.
That kind of helped killed it all.
I think it takes a lot of water to grow that shit. Right, so anytime you don't have a lot of water,
if we had a boom mower, you don't want to spread it, but if you went around and just hit just in one spot,
right at the right.
At the end of the season. You know, when you're mowing your second
when
half,
when it's not seeded out,
if we could have got a boom mower, somebody to run the boom mower, they could have done the second pass with the boom mower, we could have mowed back a little further, and then they could have gone at the end, just hit all the knotweed.
See, that's the state guy. Is that flat one, the regular mower, and then the other guy has the boom mower to go in?
Yeah, because you can only get so far with the tractor, the brush in it. Yeah.
Okay, so ratifying additions and deletions. We didn't have any, so we don't have to do that. We've already talked about one grant. Is there other grant updates that we need? We talked about MRGP.
That is not MRGP, it's MR something.
No, it is MRGP.
Is it?
Yeah. You had it written wrong on the thing.
So it was on the thing.
No, it's not.
It's a V.
It's V trans and then MRGP.
MRGP.
Okay.
I had it backwards.
Yeah.
And then, so for the office energy grant, we did get the refrigerator, the thermostats. Is that everything
you've
ordered so far? Oh, and the air conditioner has been ordered.
Yeah, okay.
You're probably using that air conditioner, aren't you?
Huh?
You're using that air conditioner?
I wish.
Doesn't it don't work?
No, it does.
It does. It's just loud.
It's loud.
The one over in that office work?
Yeah, a lot of times we turn that one on. If you get it on in the morning, it'll kind of flow over here enough because this is just terrible.
Yeah, loud. The new one will be quieter.
It'll be quieter and hopefully not right where our desks are.
Mm-hmm. Well, initially it's going to be right where your desks are. All right, cool. Is that all the grant stuff?
The only thing I did want to remind you guys is you guys were going to go down and look at the basement stuff at some point. Insulating the pipes.
Oh.
All you got to do is go to Home Depot and get the insulation pipes for the insulation.
What are you doing?
Huh?
Just putting it over the pipes?
Yeah, that's all you do. It's got a split in it. You stick it over the top of it, you peel it like that, and it sticks straight to it.
Why don't you look and tell us how much we need, and we'll just order something.
Okay.
We can probably put it on.
Because you doing just the hot water one, right? Is that all the insulate, just the hot water one?
Unless there's condensation, then usually they just do that.
We'll look at the grant, see how much we can spend on that.
Yeah.
Okay. It buy a whole armload of stuff.
Yeah.
How about it?
Rainy day project.
There you go.
I'm sure it won't take that long.
No, it did.
Yeah, 12 feet by 6 feet.
So.
I think they're only 4 foot long.
But I think there's only 12 feet down there, too.
Yeah. You probably don't need more than 4 feet.
So pace yourself.
4 4-foot pieces of the stuff.
I got a step ladder, too. It's all certified. So.
Certified.
There you go.
Nice. I probably won't need a ladder for that.
So
I need a letter to fix the camera.
We briefly discussed Office Edition last time.
Reached out to a guy from Ireland, Bill Sweeney.
SD Ireland, yeah.
McSweeney.
Yeah. And he was supposed to give it back to us for the price, and he has it. I've called him a couple times, and Melissa's emailed him.
I emailed him a couple weeks ago. I just emailed him again a little while ago.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's on vacation or
he could be here this time of year.
They're busier now, I'm sure.
Busier now, yeah. trying to get the year end stuff done, just like you and everybody else.
Year end, we're only at the beginning.
I know a feeling.
Yeah, and to get to put somebody out, it's going to be to get your, if you're thinking of doing this in the spring, it's going to get a contractor. You're going to have to start once you get your concrete and you decide what you're going
to
build.
Yeah, but like we said, if we get the thing, the concrete done and all that stuff, well, then if we got to take our breaths and we can wait and do the next part. You know, it's not like we got to do it all at once. Just insulate it up. And it'd be nice to do it all at once, but that's what drives money. Right, it costs more to do it fast.
Sometimes. You talk to some people and they're busy, and other people aren't busy at all.
It all depends on who they are and what they're charging. Some of these guys,
I think this time and say we're looking for whatever. Once we figure out who's gonna, if we're GCing it or how we're managing it, we already know. We have an idea what it costs to do. What we put out to bid.
Yeah. Right?
We know where we are with that.
Yeah.
And we need to be, I think we all agree, we need to be south of that.
I think so.
So that's what I'm saying. So
yeah, we need to be from Alaska over to the other side of the equator.
I still haven't been able to find out in the year other than that the architect drawed that up and saying that the building in there, I haven't really found anybody that I can talk to like the fire marshal. I know that that's when I call him in here, he comes to do an inspection in there, electrical inspector, okay, in there. I haven't found that anybody can tell me if they have a person that's going to come and look at this when it's done or when it started, or we can do their suggestion, The Efficiency Vermont is there to help you to try to make you to make it an efficient home, like the insulation there and all of that in there. So if we choose not to do that, but we go say let's for my old school in here, like this building is in here,
make it as good as we think it needs to be. I don't think there's any violation of any.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Nobody seems to be able to tell me.
I think it's all recommendations.
It's in there, what I got from them was that they're there to help you and they suggest you. They'll come out and give you ideas and they'll give
The final inspection is fire marshal and that's about it. I ran into the same thing when we were building that factory out down in Waterbury. Get anybody to. I couldn't even get the fire marshal to come when it was done. He said, "Did you do it the way we talked about?" I said, "Yep, okay." I said, "Well, don't I need a thing to put on the wall or something?" He said, "No."
You're gonna have a CO.
Certificate or?
Yeah.
Nope. You're all set. So, with that said, I think what we can do is just build it the way we think it should be built. We've all got reasonable common sense, and it'll be what it'll be. Who's gonna complain?
We better build it to her expectations.
Better be built to her expectations. I think that's probably the
listen, I don't have high
worst inspection that we have.
Man, the inspector's already.
But I don't think there's any.
Oh, you will.
Yeah. I just need space. However you make that happen.
But I'm just saying in there because
I can't find anything that says, if you're building this kind of building, you got to meet all these specs. There's floor load specs and stuff like that for meeting places and all that.
Right.
But that's all fire marshal shit, right? That's nothing. There's nothing else there.
And we have that now in our plan.
Yes.
So that is all into there. I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure it out here because I think we could bring ourselves from listening to the air exchange system into there and all this insulation and all of this other into there.
I think that's all recommended.
That
practice.
We can go in there because I don't know who's mandating it and who's enforcing it.
I don't think they are.
That's probably a suggestion from Efficiency Vermont.
It is. It's all. And the state, when the state's building a building, they follow that right to the T.
But the other thing is
that I don't think there's a law that
I could see possibly if. But we have the town's money. It's their money to spend. That they already have. It's not. We're not borrowing money in here.
Right.
It's not a grant.
There's no bank.
It's not anything in there. So I really have tried to find somebody that can tell. So you're on. If you can find it, I'm on. I'd like to. column. I can't find it where it is up there.
There ain't anybody.
Okay.
I mean, I can ask around a little more, but the only code I know of, the codes that I know of, are the fire marshal. And if you're
electrical and plumbing.
Electrical and plumbing. That's it.
Fire marshal does the weight ratings for the floor.
No, that's the engineer. Occupancy. He'll do that in there. He'll do that, and he'll go by the engineer. When Sean came in here, what is the egress into there, you know, for the ramps or whatever, into there.
And the floor load for meeting room has to be
exits that have got to be out here, and for the ramp, you know, the 1 and 4 and stuff like that is what he'll look for in here.
Right, and like
just the stairs going down through, he'll check those to make sure that they're at the code going
and
down.
They're wide enough.
If there's going to be stairs going down, like he said,
railings.
And the door he wanted out in there could be a platform going out, but the step down, whatever, and stairs going down. This ramp would be want to be done, but it'd be done to code.
Yeah.
And that's what they'll go.
Fire marshal also defines the occupancy.
Yeah.
You know, you can have 100 people. Or depends on how many square feet.
And then the electrical inspector, there'll be no plumbing, right?
Because there won't be any plumbing other than heat pipe.
Yeah. So they may have full permit on that.
Full permit for that.
Probably. Talking about handrails, did Jubal ever come take a look at that about putting a hand? Didn't we have to redo the handrails on the handicap?
He said that we didn't have to necessarily do it right now. Like, he didn't mark us out of compliance, but he said if you're going to redo it out there, to make sure you put the right railings. They need to be something you can grasp.
It's going to be an inch and a half round, and then they'll go. Mm-hmm. But when you do that, they'll bring that right up to code,
right?
Because we're going to do this out here at the same time.
And they wanted it wider.
Yeah.
Was the other thing.
He did say, it was a little narrow.
It was narrow.
Yeah, it's going to be 36 inches.
You can't really make it much wider because your roof.
Yeah.
You'd have to widen your
roof. Snow will be falling on it.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, the snow will fall on it.
Yeah, or the roof. Yeah. Because the eaves is when the eaves drip on it in the wintertime,
it turns it to ice. Then you got to put in gutters.
Do you think you could do the handrail differently? That would gain you a few inches, but still have your railing?
Yeah, maybe.
It'd have to be.
Because right now the railing's like this, isn't it?
Pretty wide.
You can put in a round. You change it, and if you put the round on top.
An offset one in, you can put in, so it's only like an inch, and I think it's 2 inches in there. It's got to be between where the hand and go off. They have brackets that are already made, so you can put a rail in, or they melt, they weld up.
Jubal did the one that goes upstairs there, and he has some things that are, like you said, a little bracket, just a piece of inch and a half pipe.
Yeah.
You just measure the whole length of it, it would be one piece. We'll sandblast it, prime it, paint it, epoxy prime it, and paint it, and it'll stay nice. Well, that's what we did when we put the upstairs down there. We got a nice handrail, and he didn't say anything about that going upstairs.
This is 34 to 38 inches off the nose of the stair.
It's a certain height and blah, blah, blah.
It goes up through into there, and then if you've got spindles or whatever, it's more than a 4-inch sphere can go between.
So hopefully we're expecting some numbers from concrete.
Yeah. And then Leslie talks about having somebody seal this pavement out here. It ain't worth sealing. It's completely gone.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do anything, probably if we have any paving done.
Yeah, incorporate it for one of these other
projects. Have them come in and put a top, put a shim coat and then top coat it.
Yeah.
Then that way you could do away with that little bumper zone thing you got.
Mm-hmm.
You could pave right to that. And that way there you won't have to worry about it. And that'll take care of, because to me, that's not worth spending the money on sealing out there. I mean, you're starting to get holes in it.
It's all
spider crack.
And if that's small ones, that's something that Slayton could give us a price on.
He might be able to, him and Graves.
Yeah, I'm just saying that we get a couple of them, smaller guys, maybe. If we can't get it, you know, it doesn't work out. I'm just saying to see what a price would be for one of those two.
Actually, I was going to get a price, have Graves take a look at also intersection.
Intersection.
Well, anyway, I didn't know. I see that Slayton's around doing quite a little bit of different stuff, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
It looks like he has a
paper.
Actually, he was up. I did some this month, but I see he did that campground on the mountain. I think he did that.
Does he do good work?
Apparently.
I've never seen
that. Yeah, what he did at the mountain.
Tell you anything. I think Bike hires them to do their intersection.
Oh, really?
I think so. You see a bunch of pavers paving the intersections on 15, paving the entryways and shit, and it ain't Pike's guys, it's somebody else.
I think it is.
I think it's those guys.
You might give us a decent.
Well, I'm just saying, it's any of the local, I don't know.
If we got them in town doing that, I would recommend doing that to the parking lot out here. Yeah. Why we didn't do it when we did this out here, I don't know why, but it should have been all done at the same time. Well,
but anyway, and just whatever.
All right, so we're expecting concrete. Yeah. When we get that, there'll be some numbers. We can go from there. Decide what you like, you know. Again, we're just chopping it off little pieces. We'll get a little piece done, then we'll get a little piece done, get a little piece done. All right, so now we're down to resignation letter. Apparently, Julie Gates wants to resign from the sports committee, but she wants to stay on as auditor and planning commission.
I'll make a motion to accept her resignation and letter and send her a thank you card. Letter back to her.
Exactly. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The auditors have it. That was done. We have a, I think this is a proposal.
So.
So I read it. It's for Kabeem. So instead of the town garage paying for a separate internet connection, they would use this one, and those guys would shoot it down there
with
their gadgetry. I didn't go through it all. I went through some of it. I know the technology that you talk about works.
It sounded like then you'd only pay one, and Rick would get his down there.
He must have forgot when they first came in. I had told him we're contracted until next June. Is that what it was?
Yeah, because he was ready to start. It sounded like that's
right. So we wouldn't be able. I can try to see if Comcast will let us out of it, but they may not until the contract is up in June. So we may have to wait till next year. But then we won't have to pay for internet at the garage.
Yeah.
Right. So it eliminates that yearly. What is it? $100 a month or something?
Probably roughly.
$200. $100 a month.
Just for the town garage.
For the garage.
Yeah. For the garage, but that's phone and internet. So
yeah, and I don't.
And then they also emailed after they sent the proposal, because I asked for their hourly rates and stuff.
Yeah, see that.
They sent an email, if it's put on in front of all your
stuff. They got for typical end user support, which means you call them up, they help you with your computer, or $125 an hour. If they need, probably that 225 is if they have to show up here and
stuff. No, that's if they have to work on the server, he said.
Server and network infrastructure or security related tasks.
Yeah, so this is future anyway, right?
We need to determine whether we would like to switch tech companies or not.
It sounded bad. I was waiting to
get the other guy? Bob, what does he charge?
I think his labor rate is 125, but I don't know if he charges different like they do for...
Well,
I have to look.
125 for typical end user support.
And that is...
Majority of the day-to-day use.
You know, hey, my computer ain't working, my printer don't work, my connection's bad. So, whatever, but if
you work on the server, the network infrastructure, security-related tasks is $225.
That would mean when they talk about that, that's not, oh, I can't connect to my server, that's day-to-day.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to configure your server, I need to repair your servers, I need to I need to set up firewalls.
They talked about being able to get us different computers, because what we found out when talking to them was that our computers will no longer update as of October?
That's right.
Security updates, yes. Although Russ did say yesterday that there is some kind of workaround.
Yes, there is.
You'll still get your security, but you won't get any benefits going forward. There's no extra upgrades or anything like that.
Yeah, we did this once before, though.
Microsoft.
Computers, yeah.
It's Microsoft. So what they're doing is
cell phones are the same guy.
What they're doing is you guys are running Windows 11, probably, or 10. Are you still 10. On? You're 10. Still on 10.
Mm-hmm. And the computer is 8 works good.
That's what I got. I'll tell you. Yeah, you stick with that, baby.
So 10 support is completely going away. Complete support for Windows 10 is going to go away. Like completely.
I think Russ has 11 on his.
And then 11, your computer, I don't know without looking at your machine.
They said it's not capable.
Your machine may not run Windows 11. These machines here, they just may not run it. There is some machines, depending on how old they are, there's a setting you can switch in BIOS and make them run Windows 11. they will run it, but you got to turn that switch on. And Microsoft, of course, ain't advertising that. I can find out exactly what that is and see if we can flip the switch on these to get another year out of them or something.
Well, they did say, so one of the guys works for the co-op. Lake
works for the co-op.
Yeah. And he said that they just buy computers like every whatever, they cycle them out, and that there's, he thinks he can get a couple of them at least for free if we give him a donation or something, but fairly cheap.
The ones that they're pulling. That,
right, that might be 2 years old.
Razor, right.
They might be 2 years old. Well, so that's, you know, free, I guess. Word,
makes me nervous.
So I look at the rate per hour. In this world, that's not.
I just looked at Bob's. Not very high. Bob's up to 135, but it doesn't look like he has a different rate for anything, or not that we've paid recently.
Yes.
I just looked at last year.
So he's
year's.
Up to 135.
Is Bob giving you the service at that 135 that you
read? You read my mind. It's like, are you happy with what you're getting out of that situation? And if you're not, then
I feel that maybe, I don't know if it's because Bob's not local, that it's harder to, you know, to get our needs met, or maybe he just is overloaded with business.
Maybe.
It does seem to take a while to get things resolved.
To say he didn't ever fix my computer, as the other IT people.
Right, so we got a couple things we're talking about here, right? One is, do we want to swap our IT guy over, our IT support over, and try these? This group, that's one thought. The other thing is this bid on, what did this come out to total? It's like $269 plus whatever in many hours at $125.
Is that the garage one?
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with that till next year?
No, I understand that, but I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, you get your cost back probably within a few months.
The way I read this.
Yeah, that thing sounds like a no-brainer down there. If you can't get it to a jewel, it's a no-brainer, I think, in there. They're going to get, because the cost is going to cut down there, because you're paying $130 for Rick anyway, right?
Given this price tag, he went out here and looked, knows it'll work. So, given this price tag, I would look into Comcast and see if you can get out of that.
Cancel this?
If you can get out of that one and get this done. The quicker you get it done, the more money you're going to put back in the town's pocket, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're paying over $100 a month down there. You're going to pay, even if you have to pay them $500 to do this job.
Might still be worth it.
It's 6 months ROI. I mean, no business in the world would not do that. No.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Yeah, because it's $130 you said down there a month, right?
$177 is what we just paid down there for
down there.
Yeah, I thought you'd cut that in half.
For me, as a select board?
Yeah.
I find it, the question Ricky asked is the right question to ask. What do you guys think, feel like you're getting the support from Bob, or do you feel like maybe you should try these guys? I mean, I think it's you guys that got to deal with this stuff. I don't think you're going to get a better or worse price anywhere else, right? It's not, this is about what people charge.
Is there other stuff that these guys, that Bob does, that these guys don't?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, we don't want to go, you know.
Oh, these guys can do everything he can do.
Okay. I got one question for you. These two computers compatible? Basically, they work together within one another?
Well, they all are because we're working off of a server.
Yeah, they're all working off the box downstairs, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just saying.
More or less.
You're saying that we need to start upgrading. If we upgraded half the computers...
I think you would have to upgrade these two and potentially Russ's. The other two are not as big of a deal because they're just using them occasionally for Excel.
But if he's got the 11 over there and he can continue
with
his...
Right, he might be good for a little
if
while.
If we did... I'm just trying to do is basically build like a...
A computer thing.
A plan.
We know that every year, so often we need to upgrade our computers. So... Do we, in the future, put in a budget something for maintenance or replacement of your computers?
You should. I think that's what do they call that, capital expenses or whatever?
Capital expenses.
Well, we have a line in the budget anyway. I just got to up
it
for computers.
Right, but you can't save it. You need a capital expense reserve.
Right. So we have to go with that in the voters.
Just ask if we could establish one, and then you could slowly start.
Somewhere there's still $7,500, I think, or whatever, in money from the COVID.
We got rid of most of that. I think it was down to maybe 2,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have 2,000 start. How much are these computer things? They're cheap nowadays, ain't they?
I don't know.
Probably talking, what, $5,000 a piece? Or more?
Oh, no.
I don't think
well,
that
can't
much.
Be that.
Oh, you don't
but
think
I don't
so?
Know what it's going to be to set
well,
up.
I just I know a laptop it. Probably isn't, but I didn't know with the everything.
These are probably cheaper than a laptop.
These are cheaper.
Really?
Yeah, desktops are, and because yeah, you guys aren't doing anything.
Well, that's why I'm
really
asking. What, maybe
local,
our 2,000
right?
goes more than you and I think it's going to
yeah.
go. I don't know.
I mean, if these guys,
so
if these are
our
Nimrod
fighting
stuff with
them. Is just on the server.
Well, now's the time to get
it's
it.
Not
we'll upgrade
based.
It to whatever we get it in here. And if
no,
we got to buy two, and we've
yes.
got the money to buy
so,
all three or whatever,
yeah,
let's do
well,
it. I mean,
so let's let me do. I've been avoiding this for 4 years. You know that, right?
Yeah.
But I'll come, and Melissa can help me, and Molly can help me, and we'll look at these machines. Go in there and look at the machines. I want to look at that server, see what's going on. So I do it for a living. So
yeah.
But I won't, I ain't going to charge them. I'll just come out and look so that we can make a better decision, right? So we
yeah.
know a little bit more about what we're dealing with here.
Because
I don't know because I haven't looked.
Yeah.
But I think I need to spend a couple hours poking around and look and see. Because if you're doing all your work on a server, then these don't have to be very powerful machines. They can be $400 or $600
machines. I don't
machines.
Know if it's all, well, a lot of it is. All the Nemrick stuff, and then our shared drives and stuff.
All your shared drives are on the server.
That's what I'm saying.
We
do a lot
on the internet.
Computers, but
different
yeah,
things.
The internet,
on
you
the
can
server.
Use a $200 Chromebook, you know?
I guess
that's
right.
I don't want to go, I don't go on that.
Let me look into it.
Go to Walmart and buy a computer that, yeah, I got a good deal on it, but
no,
I
you don't
can't.
Want to get the one that won't do the job.
Exactly.
So,
I'd rather spend a little bit more, because, I mean, these are more updated than like you're the one you got at home. What I'm saying,
I bet
oh,
it's not.
Well,
because you got the server and everything all involved.
Candy
in.
Was in
not
here,
only
so
that,
we get the money
laptop,
to, so she updated
well,
them, whatever that
right,
was.
Think about it this
so,
way: if they're running all their.
I'm
apps
just saying,
on,
at some point,
they're running everything on the
when
server.
I was looking
yeah,
through
and these
stuff
machines
for Bob.
Don't have to be very smart.
He had a list at some point that said
they really have to have good internet
for their good
network.
And when he thought they would come due, they're all due by this point.
Yeah.
But also the computers have been moved around, so I can't tell which ones are which according to that
oh,
list.
Okay.
Well, so let me, I can tell which ones are which. I can look at the list and find the computer name. And
I don't know if there's any information. It might just say Frida's computer, which may
that's
not
fine.
Be at Frida's desk anymore.
It's clerk, assistant clerk, select board assistant.
Yeah, they got, but they also have the.
Does it have a number?
These are probably the names and, wow. This is why. And I'll say this on a recording. This is why this Bob guy makes me crazy. Because those shouldn't be that much money.
$2,500?
No.
And that was in 2020 replacement cost.
Well, no, you had this one right here.
So I said, it hasn't been that long. They had
that's
to be upgraded.
For six,
so I don't
no,
know
no, no.
How often
right
they
here,
have to be
24.
Upgraded.
20. The computer, it wasn't 18. What's this thing?
Life expectancy of 6 years.
Oh, so it's got to be replaced
in
24.
Yeah, it was supposed to be replaced in 24. And they were.
That's the list of three. But we only got one lister. Why do we need three computers over there?
Well, is that. But
you don't. You probably need two.
Two.
So let me.
No need of buying something. It's like
so
I'll say this on a computer. It's like buying the school, buying a bus down there and leaving it parked, and because every so many years the bus becomes outdated.
Yeah.
We got one. We set it sets right there, and it's getting outdated just by setting it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I'll do is I'll come up here on a Tuesday when it's not a meeting night, and these guys are here till six anyway. Right.
No one comes in.
It's dead in here after four.
So I'll come up like I'll pick a day. I'll get here at four. I can spend 2 hours inventorying these things, figuring out what the hell they're doing and what kind of a cobbled up mess we got going on here. And then once I figure that all out, then we can have more information. We'll know more about how to make the
yeah.
right decisions, you know.
Well, my biggest thing is if these computers aren't really doing what they need to do for you.
I think they work fine for the most part. We do have some random issues. Like
this computer has.
I think settings are off. We just can't get Bob to come in.
Right, and I can
focus
take
on it.
So there again,
I can take a. There you
that's
go.
What I'm saying.
So maybe you ought to try these guys for a little bit if you're having some
and
issues.
And they did say, you know, because
it's not
I told
a contract,
them,
right? Hey,
I'm we asked about a contract, and he didn't say yes
it's
or
not
no.
A contract.
And they said that most things that come up, they should be able to take care of in a couple hours. If not, he said at the most like a week.
Now, Bob, you have a contract with him?
I couldn't find one.
Okay, so where you could call these and see if they come up and try to help you with some kinks you got if you can't get Bob.
I don't think Bob would like that. I don't think that we should have him touch anything without at least letting Bob know.
I understand that.
Well, then you got to tell Bob
that we need to have... Do we have a contract with Bob?
I can't find one anywhere.
So Bob is another at-will sub. And sorry if you don't like it, I guess.
Well, the thing is, if you feel, you should give... I guess call him and say, listen, whenever... Have you called and he just doesn't come?
Sometimes he'll call. Sometimes it takes him a couple of days.
Okay,
sometimes I give him a list of stuff, and I have to ask him again a month later because he's still not taking
care of. Well, I wouldn't just say that we need to.
I just don't feel like he has the time for us.
Well, that's it. I know.
I'll make it happen next Tuesday. No meeting, right?
No.
I'll come up here. I'll get here at 4:30. I'll go through the computers. I'll write down everything. I'll try to figure out what kind of a layout we got. Then I would feel much more comfortable than having you guys say, you know what, we're going to have the new guy do this. We're going to tell Bob, hey, you know what, we're moving to a new vendor, blah, blah, blah. So I understand what Ricky said. I kind of understand this guy saying, oh, I don't want other people working on the computers if I'm responsible for him. But he's really not. We don't have a contract.
He's not, but... I feel like if you let somebody else touch it, he might be like, I'm not touching it.
Well, that's what I mean.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to make that decision whether we're going with this guy or not.
That's why I
want
to do that survey before we say, oh, we're going to call these guys, have them come work on stuff, and run that risk. Mm-hmm. I want to evaluate that risk.
Right.
Is it worth it?
But along with that, what kind of information do I need from Bob if somebody else is going to start doing it?
I can find out.
Because the other thing is he doesn't... willingly give, like...
I have, like, the passwords and the admin passwords.
I don't like being held hostage.
But I don't understand enough to know.
Not even one little bit.
Well...
But anyways, I will do that. I'll spend a couple hours. We'll get a... I'll figure out what all these machines are. I'll figure out what the server is, how much work you actually do on your local, how much you're doing on the server, what I think we need for machinery up here to support... Windows 11.
Another concern I have is I did have a conversation with Bob. It might have been last year. He basically said the tech world is going in a direction that he's not willing. He's got a couple more years. He's probably going to retire. He's not willing to jump
server,
into that next
client server. It's all
old school.
Well,
right.
Even
yes.
It's a little bit old school.
And he plans on staying old school until
there won't be any more passwords. It'll be all certificate based.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we're not going to jump into somebody else in here, and then
No.
I understand Bob, and I don't blame him a bit. You want to go get some egg, then let them figure it all out. So what I'm saying is we need to figure out that, when Tim gets done looking at this, you say, well, yeah, this is stuff that we're going to need to get before we jump ship, or say, listen, we need to have better service from you, Bob, because you've got so much stuff here. We want to give you the business, but we need to have it. We got to make... This is a business. We got to have IT people that are going to come when you need them to fix it, not when it's a convenience.
Well, right. And if he's, fading out of the business to retire.
Right. And you have an offer for some young people
One of the things that I'll make sure is,
delivery.
Right now, I'm not comfortable saying, hey, Bob, hit the bricks and never have him come back. Because I don't know if there's stuff here that he's done that I can't undo without... I don't want to risk the information.
Right.
So I feel like there's risk involved in that. If I go through all this, figure out what the risk really is, then we feel better about it.
Yeah.
Then we can maybe move on.
Yeah.
Well,
if not, then we'll have to say, Bob, that we need to have better service from you, please, because we're trying not to jump ship, but we have no choice because our computers are outdated in here and we need to go in there. Are you going to be able to help us with this, whatever, 11 or whatever it is in here, and are you going to be... taking all that technology on, or you're going to say, I'm not really...
And the other thing I'll figure out here is, I'll try to figure out is there stuff that Bob needs to tell us about, or at least give us
information that we need to know.
Information we need in case he gets hit by a truck.
Yeah.
Right? Because he could.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same as the people we talked about. Remember that? What was it? Mm-hmm. We asked them if the Tim had asked whether we got all that information back a couple, three weeks ago. Who was out? Whatever that.
No, that was just recently with the land
records. Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. That those people there, we asked into there what if we got whatever we wanted to make sure before we locked in with you when we decided to move somewhere else. Are you? What do we get from you?
Risks,
do we get?
They lock it off
and you don't get. We don't get it. We got to figure start all over somewhere with a different programming. But they were able. We were. They give us everything. What would they pay for was coming to us.
They answered our questions, which is good. Because that the digital world is a. You can lose everything.
With the click of a button.
With the click of a button if you're not paying attention, right? And people can hold you hostage, which is part of why the whole Bob makes me a little bit uncomfortable because there's so much I don't know about what's going on. I don't know
that he wouldn't give us the information.
He would. I'm sure he would.
I just feel like he's probably going to be a little offended.
I don't think he's a bad guy.
If we decide to go with someone else.
I don't know. I've never met him.
Well, I'm sure he probably is because he figured he had you know, was helping you and he came out and he's $1.35 and, you know, and figured he was giving it in there. But that's great to get the better deal in there. But if it isn't.
Right.
If he doesn't support, if he's not supporting you, then that's what we need. It's not so much, yes, money, but it's not so much if we had to pay $165 into it and he came out and helped you out and supported you guys, you wouldn't be thinking about this at this point.
Yeah, and if you got you're paying, like you said, $135 and this other guy's $125, it's not you're not going with him cheaper because the rate, there's not a hell of a lot different. Yeah. But if this guy can come in and do it in half the time. And understand what you're looking for, but this one's not willing to change to so supply the service that you're looking for, I guess is the way to look at it.
So exactly. So let me do my survey next week, and we'll go through all this crap, and then by the following week, I'll have something put together for you guys.
Hey, remind me, I'll print out, I got a couple of emails with the information, with the password. So you can see, I think you gave me a network map and stuff that I asked for.
Okay, good. Yeah, that'll help. You know, every little bit of every breadcrumb helps when you're trying to figure this stuff out.
I understand the world's going all computers and some of this stuff. I think that's what's going to be the ruin of the world before we're done.
I don't disagree with you.
Mm-hmm. Because there's no security with all this stuff.
I just talked to, so where I work, we have all the equipment that makes. Fills the bottles and seals the tubes and puts the bag bomb in the thing. You know, it's all
automated
equipment, right? So part of what I've been doing the last 2 years is I've been putting these cameras on. Camera's got a program in it. Bottle goes in front of the camera. Oh, is it full? Or is the label right? Or, I need to turn it like a turn or two before the next operation. So I built all these cameras and wrote all these programs, these cameras, right? Asked my boss here a couple weeks ago. I said, we're getting a lot of cameras in the facility here. Any of those programs anywhere except on those cameras? He's like, no. I said, I think we ought to start backing those up somewhere. You know, because if somebody drops a hammer on one of them cameras, the program's inside it. Now it's junk. You got to rewrite the program. So that's been my job last couple of weeks is scraping all those programs off and saving them off, you know, so I can get them back if somebody destroys one of these cameras. And that's what happens here.
Or
if you had
something happen to come through in, say, a fire in this one area, you could lose everything you had in that whole area.
That's right. And then you're all the PLC stuff, all the programs for all the automation of the equipment, everything's backed up 47 ways from Sunday, and he made sure of that. That was all done when I got there. He said, this is where we backed everything up. This is how it works. They had quite a few cameras when I got there. None of that's backed up anywhere. It's like, ooh, you missed a biggie, boys. And that's what I worry about here, is there's a lot of information downstairs.
Well, that server.
He's backing it
you
up.
You have two servers.
There's two servers. Yeah. They're both in the same building, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. If the building burns down, they're both gone and you're done.
Should can them servers be like in a vault?
Yes. I would.
Well, I don't know if there's electricity in the vault.
You know what I would do? This is just me. I would take server 2 and put it down at the town garage. And then everything's backed up off site.
In Milton, they just made us put a fireproof case around ours.
Right. Offsite backup is.
Yeah.
We have an offsite backup, but then we have.
But if you do this. This new addition, like that lower vault.
Then that becomes super easy to do.
Lower vault, you could put the electricity right into that one lower vault.
Right, and the fireproof door. And yeah. That would be a server room.
It'd be just a one.
You'd have to put
one wire that's in there with the breaker on the outside.
For it to be a server room, you'd have to humidity control that, right? You don't want it too damp or too hot.
But we have to have that in here anyways because. It would ruin.
Yeah, because of the records, so it just works out. So anyway,
he may be backing it up off site because we do get charged for some kind of backup.
Like a cloud backup or something.
I don't.
Okay, I'll figure it out.
So he may be.
We'll figure that out. We'll have a lot more. Have a lot more info next meeting, guys, for sure. I'll make sure I get everything I can dig out of it. So now we got to do this terrible thing. We got to set the tax rate.
How much of our taxes going up?
Well, the good news is the tax rate for the year we just finished for residents is 2.4572.
4572.
And non-resident is 2.532.
So non-resident.
2.532.
So they both went down just a fraction.
How much is
resident? No, they're going up.
How much is resident?
Doug. Residents going up about 0.05 of a cent.
What am I reading
this
wrong, man?
Oh, resident, the resident.
Not even going up a penny.
These are your rates that we're proposing.
Yeah, you just said last year's was this.
You went from
the
penny. You're not even going up a penny.
0.4572, but it didn't go up just a fraction.
Right.
Yeah.
A little bit for the. A little bit for the out of towners.
What did I say?
The out of towners going up about a dime.
Yeah,
10 cents.
Huh?
Okay. I'm sorry. So it's 2.4566.
Is 2.4572 and 2.5320.
Resident one.
I'm sorry, that's last year's dumbass. 2.4566 and 2.6405 is the tax rate that's being proposed by all the work that was done by Melissa and Molly and everybody else in the office.
And that rate does include a little bit of a buffer to hopefully recoup some money that we lost in the year.
It does.
It does.
Nice job.
The tax rate came in lower, so we added some stuff, up, because you can set the tax rate to what we voted on for the budget minus what we voted to give them back, and it's still far under that.
Still far under that.
Yep.
Okay.
So
everything, kind of made it. Everything, you're very confident with these numbers.
Yes, I even had Tracy come in and look at them with me.
Okay.
And
it doesn't hurt to have somebody.
No, absolutely. This makes me nervous. I mean, you set the tax rate wrong, you can be in some trouble.
Be in trouble next year.
Not this year. Next year.
Yeah. So hopefully.
We'll all be in Bermuda.
So hopefully that will gain us a little bit back of what we're going to be in the hole from what we need to
from
fix right now.
From what we need to fix. That's good.
All right. Good so work. I'll make a motion to set the tax rate for resident 2.4567. And non-resident for 2.6406.
You did that?
I think, wait a second. I got one question here before we go too much further.
Why?
Why are these two pieces different?
Oh,
just throw the old one away.
Which one?
One you just proposed.
The 2.4566 is the one you want to keep.
One.
So throw the other one away.
That one, throw it away?
The grand list changed a tad from some changes we did yesterday.
Which one did I throw away? I want to do the new lifting.
2.566.
2.4566. Okay.
Yes, it's this one.
Okay, I gave you the wrong numbers.
Yeah. Okay.
2.4566.
Resident
0.6405.
Yes.
That sound better?
Right. Yes.
Sorry.
So that motion was made.
I just was wondering because
it was different. That's why I folded mine as soon as I got the
other one
because I
didn't realize that. I must have been sleeping when you guys talked about it.
Seconded.
That motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. New tax rate is 2.4566 for residents, 2.6405 for non-residents, a 0.006% increase.
Well, what saved us was the education tax rate went down for the locals.
For the locals, mm-hmm. They did, yeah. Which was a surprise, mm-hmm. And I don't think it's long-lasting because of the redistricting that's happening, but there we go.
Well, I'm hoping the reappraisal will do us some good.
I'm hoping it will, too. Yeah. The tax rate will go down for sure, mm-hmm. But the dollars you pay may not change much. Dollars you pay is what it costs to survive, right?
I hope the reappraisal is done fairly.
We're being punished for the education rate. Because we're so out of whack.
Because we're so out of whack.
I'm hoping that part will straighten out, yes. And maybe...
It's because of that very convoluted formula of the state uses. Yes. So,
I don't think it's done. Well, we've seen there's been a lot of new houses, a lot of new upgrades and stuff in town. So.
Yeah. And we have a lot of places that got two or three homes that on need, the same law.
Need to be appraised appropriately.
Yeah.
So I got this thing, website proposal. What, does somebody want to build this new website or something?
Yeah, so was it? Civic.
What's wrong with our website?
So
nothing right now.
Okay.
Our website is a little outdated.
Yeah, but it is what it is. It's an information.
We don't need a fancy website.
Thing, right? It's an information.
And when I asked him, because of course I read the proposal, and I was like, "This looks a little too in depth for what we're looking for." He goes, "The best I could do is a $600 setup, one-time fee, right?" And so,
I thought we
and
were
then almost deal, $3,000 annually, and that is him giving us a discount.
What are we paying now? Nothing.
$650 maybe?
A year, yeah. They're just keeping it secure. Right. That's it. Yeah. And is that through PowerShift, or who's
I
that through?
Believe, what's the other
probably
option?
P-Shift, yeah. So.
No, it's another one.
I don't know, but
the thing that this company kept talking about was that in 2027, there's going to be a thing where basically our website needs to be able for the blind people to be able to
ADA compliant.
ADA compliant, so blind people have to be able to have a button click so it read to them.
Well, we better get there first before we start thinking that we need to change
the design.
I told him that we probably were not interested, but he was very adamant.
We're all going to make it to there, and the whole world's going to make it to there. We're going to
make it
in
2027 with the...
Yeah.
You know, there is an asteroid coming in April of 2027.
Well,
be really close.
And I think I can just ask our current lady, what would it cost to make sure we're compliant?
That's an add-on.
In by 2027, they may have new regulations beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Two more years from now, who knows what's going to happen.
I just told the guy that if he sent me a proposal, I would make sure that it got to you guys, and I did as I said.
Yeah, so and I got a
couple. I gave you my opinion the other night.
Yes, I know you did.
I got a couple of four years.
We don't need a website?
Huh?
We don't need a website?
I said, I can't see, plain and simple. That's all we need.
Yeah.
Something, nothing.
This is where you can read the minutes. This is where you can read this. And if it's got to be ADA compliant, that's an add-in to the...
Right.
It's not a big deal.
No.
It's not. If Molly could do it, I know she could do it for a fact. Could add that to a website without a problem. Because every kid her age and younger already knows how to do all that Python and PHP and Perl or whatever the hell it is.
Sure. I'm not trying to leave you on that one, but.
No, it's pretty, or JavaScript, whatever it is.
Yeah, I could handle that, but what about it?
Same thing, except it's Python.
Yeah.
Same thing. It just makes when you hit a button, shit happens, right?
Yeah.
And you write down what you want to happen, and it does.
I just don't want to spend a lot of money on stuff that
not
a lot of people use.
You don't need a really fancy website because we're not trying to sell
and
anything.
Most people use it to read the minutes. They use it to make payments now, which I had last year. Our lady kind of redid the front page to make it a little more user friendly, and all the main points are right on the front.
Right.
Click a button, brings it
right. These guys,
they're again. You guys know what we need in here. That's why, and what works for you. That's all. I think it's all.
This guy kept trying to talk to me about getting it so that we could text people when we update. I was like, we don't need to do that. He goes, no, but it's very handy. I was like, no, we don't. We want something where people can go on, look at things, and that's
it. This is a poll system. If they want to look, they can. If they don't, I don't want to bother them.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, I don't want them. I don't want them upgrading things.
I think people don't realize how small we are.
Yeah.
And they won't listen when you try to tell them.
Town of Burlington.
We don't need all this. People aren't using these.
Have you knocked yourself out because you got 4,000 things to apply for. You got all kinds of stuff. Yeah, those guys.
And
probably
you probably have plenty of people that would use it, but not here. You have people here that can't even get internet.
Right. So we got a few furrier information. A couple of these. You already signed this, so this is sole proprietor.
You have to sign it.
For Phil Morin. I have to sign it.
No,
too.
For Bill. Bill Allen.
Back maybe.
I witnessed it.
So you have to sign.
That's for your Morin.
Oh, for Morin.
That way he should. He has to have his own.
Yeah, you have to sign this.
Yeah, but Bill. Yeah, he's a self-employed whatever.
No, I sign him.
William Allen. It says So that's signed. You witnessed it. So you're good to go.
And then you're going to sign the back.
You're going to sign this one. You got to fix that.
Why?
Name spelled right. There's no B in Durabedge.
You have to ruin it like that.
I did ruin it. You ruined it. You put a B in Durabedge.
I'm not perfect, Tim.
Well, it's just like, what? I was just reading this and you left Fillmore.
What do you mean you're not perfect? Next time I see Jubal, I'm going to call it Durabedge. Durabedge. They had his boy had a pretty good blowout down that house in Mumbleyville on Sunday there.
Had an open house?
Work. I think they were doing it work.
Right.
Where they had a barbecue and everybody come over and help work on the house.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't sign it.
I signed it here.
Okay, well, you gotta sign it there too.
Oh, and just so you know, I've been, instead of writing these for a year, I started writing them for like 5 years. So I don't have to do it every year.
Oh, these
contract piece. Yeah, I just have to provide you insurance, but we're not contracted for a time period. So if you don't want to use them, don't use them. Otherwise, we're good for 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, we only use them when we
need
them.
Right, when you need them.
So that's like
Jubal does a lot of our welding, but Jubal was busy earlier, so we had Dale do it.
Sure.
Bill does our mowing. So we have.
So this is
a grant that was applied for.
Right,
getting
insurance.
They did. It's not for us.
Who got it?
This is the state of Vermont.
Boomoil County Conservation
District.
Yeah. Danforth.
Peter Danforth. Just like they took all our money from up there and spent it.
So this year is basically just design. They're gonna design it.
Yeah, more.
They're saying what he emailed me. So this is all the information I have.
Oh, private road, though.
No.
One's private,
tree farm,
one's
class
not.
Four.
Class 4.
Tree farm road.
Tree farm, yeah. I see they got sticks. And they got
so one. Sticks
and culvert.
One of them
is
on a private.
The other
night. So, where does it
They're going
say?
Around and they're cutting trees down. They're hauling them in the river right now. Because the rivers are so low and hot. We got to give the fish a place for them to get into the shade.
So this is on Great Woods property, this one. And then the next culvert.
What happens when the trees start dying and start sloping down the river in the next flood?
If you
look at all the flooding problems.
For your information.
Yeah. Supposedly, it's not going to cost us anything.
Before they start, I have a problem. Before they start doing these plans, shouldn't somebody from them come and had a conversation with us?
You think so?
If you wanted to do it,
you could have done it a month ago because they just got the letter out there. I have to laugh when they get these out of here. They were going to do them. It's on July 11th.
Yeah.
If you respond
the
back
hearing,
to them. Yeah. Had a hearing and respond back to them. And I'm going in there and I'm reading this there and sitting there and I'm reading it in there. And then I go back and I think about it. I read it again in there. Well, I said July. It's August already.
Yeah.
We didn't even get it until July 28th.
Because they don't want your input.
Right. Well, I'm just saying in there. So why did you bother to put a date and say your input is not going to be applied here.
But if they're working in the town highway, don't they need a permit to do that?
They will need a permit.
Well, they'll probably do that later. He just kept saying that they're in the design.
Yeah, which I understand. But why, if you don't have the input what the town is looking for, you know, we have specs that, okay, that's fine, you're going to change that call, but that's great because you're going to pay for it. But
there's to be put in like this and like this and like
that. There's specs that we're looking for. We don't want some narrow-ass little single-lane bridge in there. We want something that if a log truck needs to get in there,
well, and the other thing,
because is that state, is for logging up there.
The state has requirements for bridges and culverts as well that you have to meet, right? Has to be rugged enough, has to be certain amount of dirt over pipe, has to be certain size for the amount of runoff.
That's all done. Wouldn't they need your approval in the end?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a state road, it's a town road.
And before you spend all that money on design, wouldn't you want to say, what's the town looking for?
Yeah. But if you read that, and it said in there though, they were going to get with the town of Eden would have a say in it, and they'd get a respond in there, and it wasn't even true. I mean,
the other thing is,
I don't know if it's done yet or not, because it was supposed to have been.
This is that thing that you kept inviting me to, twice you invited me to. The Village of Hyde Park Planning Commission notice public hearing held pursuant to their bunch of village zoning bylaws and regulations. Everything in Hyde Park Village, if you want to go and talk to those people or get into the meeting, it's, when is it? August 21st at 5 p.m., or you can join on Teams.
I'm good.
What is, I don't understand what my input to Hyde Park Village's zoning would be.
Because that's, with the state, they want the surrounding areas to be on board with what they're doing there.
Yeah, kind of like they make us the town plans and stuff, and then you got
to
share.
Yeah, you have to share with all
what they're doing. Jay, welcome. What's coming for?
So that's all the four-year information I got.
Make the motion to adjourn.
I will second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No. Thank you.